getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's funny because people are always like, yo, is dating that bad? Is it that crazy? You know, when they talk, because they listen to the Second Date Update and stuff, and I'm like, yo, you don't even know. Here's an example. Yeah, Melissa could tell you. And here's another.
I've done the legwork.
Yeah, she's doing the legwork. Here's another example. Nicki Minaj's latest boyfriend. You would think it's Nicki Minaj. You think she can get kind of like her pick of the litter. Melissa, can you run down her boyfriend's, her latest boy? By the way, it's a Ghetto Crew Hot 96.9. Yeah, his resume. Like, is he a producer? Is he like, you know, is he a basketball player?
He's a dude who's had some criminal convictions.
Okay, like what?
When he was 15, he was arrested and convicted of attempted rape. I mean, it was his girlfriend at the time. She was 16. And I'm not justifying it. I'm kind of saying what Nicki says in response when people kind of question it.
But that's it, right?
And no, that's not it. Fast forward to when he was convicted of manslaughter. And served time in jail for both offenses. He was in, the most recent one was being the manslaughter. He was in jail for 7 years. And he got out in 2013. So he's been out for 5 years. So, you know.
You're talking about Nicki Minaj's man.
Yeah.
That's why dating sucks, man. Because, you know, you got to introduce the person to your friends. And it's hard enough to introduce a regular person to your friends. You're like, God, I hope they like him. Imagine bringing somebody in like that.
See, right. I feel like somebody has to be in her inner circle that's kind of like, listen. And don't get me wrong. People can definitely be rehabilitated, 100%. But I feel like when you got a murder...
Yeah, man, there's a level for me of what I'm willing.
There's definitely a level.
I don't care how great your personality is. If you got a murder charge on you.
Right. Like, okay, stealing, right?
Yeah, I could do
Maybe like breaking and entering, like, years ago.
It depends on the time of year. Like if you tied people up and you stuff them somewhere and you're robbing them with a gun to their head.
No, that's different.
That's different than a little, you know, little slight embezzlement at work.
Right,
I can deal with that.
You haven't paid your taxes in a few years.
I can deal with that.
I've done that. I mean, I kept my own skeletons in my closet.
I can deal with that.
There's definitely levels to things you can accept.
Yeah.
And people can change. But when you got a manslaughter conviction and it was only like 5 years ago that you just got out of jail. It's
and
like,
rape.
Yeah, like I got a problem with that.
This dude must have he must be hilarious. He must have be like the funniest guy ever.
I mean, here's the thing. There is something to be said for the way that someone treats you. Because, you know what I mean? Mm. She could be sitting there justifying it, saying, listen, maybe he was a bad guy back in the day, but he's treating me like a queen right now. And that's what she's saying. Like, he's probably treating her better than anyone's ever treated her in her life.
Listen.
So she's overlooking that stuff. Because let me tell you something, Romero. I know you know this. Love makes you do some really crazy things. And love makes you overlook some really bad things in people. It does.
Look, again, there's a level as to what I can put up with. You know, if you maybe, you know, maybe you were arrested for a weekend, you got drunk or something like that. I can take that. Hell, maybe she went to jail for a few months. For some embezzlement or evading taxes or something like that. Like, I could do a white collar crime.
Right.
Once I get to violence, because then I start thinking, I'm like, yeah, you're treating me great, but the second that things start going a little bit south,
you're going to beat the crap out of
me. Like, there's a chance that you might try and murder me. I mean, I can't, you know what? Do people change like that? Like, are you dating somebody who.
Damn.
I don't even know how to ask the question.
They do have to. Here's the deal. Like, it happens all the time. There's people coming in and out of jail who are married. I know someone right now who ended up marrying someone while they were in prison.
Mark.
Dude.
You're lying, man.
I ain't lying, bro. My girl is straight up thug.
Okay, so you're with a girl right now. How long have you been with her?
We've been together for 3 years.
3 years. And what's her shady past?
She's got like 10 thefts on her record and she has 3 murders, but she somehow beat the case.
You're lying.
I ain't lying. It's true. She's a gangster. She's a blood.
How do you introduce her to your family?
Holy crap. crap.
I just say, hey, this is my girl Mandy, and it is what it is.
Jesus, he's like calling her out by name.
Yeah.
Which, and Mandy sounds like a very fine person, if you ask me.
Does,
she's crazy.
Yeah, she's crazy. Now, do you get nervous whenever you and Mandy get into some sort of fight?
Nope, I don't get nervous at all. She's trying to kill me a couple times,
oh,
and I laugh about
God.
It.
Yeah, she's what tried to kill you a couple times, and you laugh about it.
Yep.
Do you have any friends or family that love you, besides Mandy, of course?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and not one of them has ever tried to pull you aside and said, Mark, what the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, of course my brother has, my sister has, a lot of them have.
Hey, yeah. I guarantee you Mark will never cheat on her, ever.
Yeah. Nope. Never.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.